Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
News Talk Sunday.
If we are going to be going on our holidays, if you're to read the front of the Sunday Independent, we could have travel chaos this summer because there's a staffing issue with air traffic controllers.
Yeah, well, it seems to be a shortage of air traffic controllers such that they're having to work beyond their contracted overtime allocation, which is, I think, 1 day a month working in overtime. So you're having people, air traffic controllers being called in or being asked to come in and work on their days off, which isn't great if you understand what an air traffic controller is supposed to do. Like being able to have your rest and recuperation, et cetera, is very important for a job where lives are at stake and you need a lot of focus and attention. So obviously there is a staffing shortage. Wouldn't be the only industry with a staffing shortage, but it's a critical piece of infrastructure. We were talking before about the infrastructural challenges.
And they are well paid. Right.
Oh, of course they are, yeah, yeah.
But there's still a staffing issue. It's very interesting that we did a scenario at Cork Airport during the week where one air traffic controller phones in sick, one person, and it results in the airport having to shut operations.
I think you're seeing this throughout the economy. It's not just in areas like this, but literally every business in the country. We're operating at basically full employment, right? So everybody is right at the edge of their cost efficiency and right at the edge of employment, right? So this is one reason we have such a high level of work
permits
at the
moment. If it's something such as landing planes or getting, you know, helping them into land, and I really don't know much about this at all, but how could it be allowed to get to this situation where somebody calls in sick and oops, see, you can't land planes?
We're in an international recruitment market for many, many staff at the moment.
Well, Dubai take a lot of
air traffic
controllers.
Exactly. But it interests me, though, like when the governments talk about $100,000 extra for the CEO for Ishka Aaron, they say, well, we have to pay more because we're in an international recruitment market. But when it comes to the 7,000 nurses who are now registered and working in Australia, that international recruitment market is no longer an excuse for their salaries anymore. Okay. So
we have a guest waiting patiently to talk about this because I want to go to Paul Hackett of Click and Go and Vice President of the Irish Travel Agents Association. Morning, Paul. You've heard what our guests have been saying this morning here. Will estate agents, they're always of concern. Will travel agents be worried about this summer and people's holidays being affected?
Good morning, Shane. I think, yes, it is a real concern looking at the summer. And just to kind of put some pointers around this, the summer schedule for aircraft start when the clocks go forward. So that's the very end of March. So there isn't a whole lot of time to move this. Airlines work on a winter schedule, summer schedule only. And I said summer, 29 March, that's when it starts. But Padraig Tobin made a good point there. There is a global shortage. This is not unique to Ireland. Air traffic control is a critical skill set. Retention of those air traffic controllers is a real problem. And there does, from an outside point of view, appear to be some areas that seem to be within the remit and the control of the government in this regard, with regard to retention, addressing some pension and other IOR issues. So I think, you know, we can't control the global shortage that exists for air traffic control and the fact that this is a critical skill, but we can do the controllables. And after having resolved the cap situation, that's really important. Also, we have to recognise that this is regional airports, because the airports we're calling out are, you know, Shannon and Cork, as well as some impact in Dublin.
So potentially then for this summer, you could have the air traffic control shortages in, let's say, Dublin Airport. But then if I'm going on my holidays to France or Spain, I could have an air traffic control problem over there as well.
Well, look, you know, we're really trying to address what's happening in Ireland today. So globally, there is a shortage, and individual countries are addressing that by paying more and putting more incentives on the table to address that. So airlines and the AirNav Ireland and other air navigation entities across the world are going to be looking to try and resolve this. Nobody wants this sort of an issue. Hopefully it gets resolved in terms of what we can control. But it is a challenge. There is a skill shortage here. There is retention issues here in terms of the skill set. And air passenger numbers are increasing. And we, you know, we want to maintain that regional focus in this country in terms of growing capacity out of Cork and Shannon being very important and being in line with government policy. So I think what Minister O'Brien needs to do here is look at the fact that, yes, I understand from his point of view, he's probably saying there's impact on other public sector employees, as Padder also alluded to. But, you know, here we have critical skill shortage. Aviation is critical to this country, not only from a holidays and a travel point of view, but also from foreign direct investment and inward tourism. So it has to be resolved.
Are flight cancellations inevitable this summer?
I don't think so. No, I think this is controllable and this is fixable, and that's what's going to have to happen. The Irish Air Traffic Controllers Association have been clear, FORSA have been clear, and Air Nav Ireland are clear. And you know, they have time. They have a couple of weeks in which to sit down and resolve this, and they really have to do so, because what we can't have is consumers and people who are looking to fly into Ireland to spend euros and dollars in Ireland right through the summer. We can't have the hotel industry impacted, we can't have foreign direct investment impacted, and we can't have consumers who are looking to travel for visiting friends and relatives as well as holidays and leisure reasons impacted.
Did you say summer begins in March?
Well, there's two schedules. There's only summer season and winter season in the airline world, and that moves when the clock moves. So summer starts when the clocks go forward on the 29th of March and ends when clocks go back at the end of October.
It'd be nice to have the
That's when capacity, that's when capacity increases, Shane. Okay. That's winter time we're managing at the moment, because winter schedules are always lighter. There's less capacity in the winter. But summertime, more routes open up, more capacity opens up, more flights from other destinations flying into Ireland also open.
Okay, but it'd be nice to maybe have a spring first, because we're not seeing much spring. But anyway, Paul, thank you very much. Paul Hackett of Click & Go, Vice President of the Irish Travel Agents Association.
News Talk Sunday.